We've heard from Shadow Minister Claire Scriven and business owners in the Hills and Murraylands about the state government outsourcing work in the Department for Infrastructure and Transport. Now we're joined by Minister Corey Wingard. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning.
So tell us your take on this. Why is it that the state government is going through this process of outsourcing or privatising services within the Department for Infrastructure and Transport?
Yeah, for sure. And to be clear here, what is being outsourced is the management of this work. So at the moment, through across government facilities management, there's roughly some $290 million worth of work. Now, half of that is run by an outsourced management company. So roughly $150 million is managed through Spotless. And it was the Labor government that put that contract with Spotless, that outsourced contract, in place. Now, sadly, what happened and what's come through an ombudsman's report, a work health and safety report as well, is that a couple of years ago, sadly, someone died up in the Adelaide Hills at a site that was being managed by DIPTI and SAPOL. And the findings were that the management wasn't up to scratch and we needed to do some things to fix that. So we are going out to get an outsourced contractor to run this, people that are professionals in this area. So I go back to that $290 million of work that goes out for across government management facilities, and that goes to small and medium businesses and especially in the regions. So that $290 million at the moment, 98% of that goes to small and medium businesses. We want to put 100% of that out there to the private market so these small businesses in the regions can get this work. So that is fundamentally what we're doing. Nothing's being sold and nothing's happening there. And what we are doing on this process as well is going out and having some workshops and engaging with the community. So Labor are being a little bit naughty here. This is something that they have a history of. In fact, they're being a little bit two-faced, if you like, because they have outsourced half of this work before, this management work, and we're just outsourcing the other half of the management work so that we can get the best operations in place and actually give more work, some $6 million extra to small businesses in the regions.
Why is it that the $6 million extra? I might have missed that point, sorry.
Why is it $6 million extra? Because it's 98% of the work goes to 98% of the $290 million goes to small and medium businesses at the moment. We're going to push that out to 100% of the work is going to go out to small and medium businesses. That's an extra $6 million worth of work that's going to local contractors and local small businesses in the community.
And what guarantee is there that these businesses that depend on, say, you know, 18 to 40% of their business through the department, what guarantee will it be that they'll get the work in the future?
So, again, the quantum is increasing, as I said. So it's going to be 100% of that business is going out to the local contractors. Now, they will have to compete with each other. If in Murray Bridge there's two carpenters and they both want the work, well, they'll both have to apply for it. That's the way of the land, and that's how it is at the moment. So if they put in their best bids, they'll be able to get that work. But there's more work on offer. Again, Labor and their rhetoric is very two-faced on this, and it's very, very misleading to the local communities. We want small and medium businesses to be able to get access to this work. We want to actually put more of this work out into the community for them to apply for. An extra $6 million of work into the community for these small businesses is an absolute positive.
And what about the price that they set? Because that was a concern that was raised in the previous interview about the rate that they'll pay now that it's changing hands.
Yeah, and so what we're doing around that is we're having input from these businesses. So we're putting some roadshows out. We've got a schedule of roadshows kicking off on the 30th of September in Murray Bridge, and then it's going right around the region to get these businesses to have their say. Now, the Office of Industry Advocate will be involved in this process as well, and they'll be making sure that as this contract is formed and shaped and signed, it will have measures in there to make sure that there's a key number of local businesses that are included in this, and also things like Indigenous participation, traineeships and apprenticeships, all these sorts of things can be factored in. So we want to hear from the local businesses as to what it is they would like to see in this contract, how they'd like to see it shaped, and we're out there listening to what they have to say. So they'll have a chance to have an input into that and work with the industry advocate to make sure this contract is shaped so they can have the best opportunity to get local contractors working on these contracts.
Well, Minister Corey Wingard, thanks so much for your time today.
Pleasure.